So one of the lessons they tell you about legal writing is don't put anything in parentheses. Because if it's important enough to be in the text, it should be in the text. What do you need parentheses for? If it's not important enough to be in the text, so why isn't it in your brief at all? So the question is, so why is afil shah achas in parentheses in any good Asher Yotzer card? That's the question. If you're supposed to say afil shah achas, so why is it in the parentheses? It's not supposed to say it, so why is it on the Asher Yotzer chart at all? And if you look at Art Scroll Siddur, Ashkenaz Siddur, it says, Yav Shavuz Kemo Momom Fanecha, Baruch Ata Hashem, it doesn't have afil shah achas. Then if you look at a footnote, it says, Yesh Mosifim, basically a parenthesis, some add in, no one knows what to do, afil shah achas. So we in the next 8 minutes are going to demystify what's the deal with afil shah achas. So the Gemara says, Kinafik, when you leave the bathroom, Amar, you're supposed to say the Gemara in Brachos, Asher Yotzer, Zadam, Bechach, Moravo, Nikavim, Nikavim, Chaum, Chaum, Gawiv, Yadu, of Nechisech, of Decha, Shimi, Pesach, Chamehem, Oysem, Echon, Mehem, Ef, Shurah, Mod, Lefonecha, says the Gemara. And then what do you end off? And then it goes and says the ending off. Baruch Ata Hashem.
In this one,
Sfarad says what?
That's not parentheses,
it says it. Okay, good. No footnotes either. Okay. So says the Gemara doesn't mention at all afil shah achas at all. Says the Vilna Gaon on the side of the Gemara, you're supposed to add in afil shah achas into this. Or it doesn't say, he just said, it says nir nichto betzido, it says the Vilna Gaon, afil shah achas. So he adds in the words without telling you you're supposed to add in the words. He just says there are added words. Okay, file that away. It'll be important. Says the Mara. Now, where does the Vilna Gaon get this from? If you look at the riff in the back of the Gemara, he has these words of afilu shah achas in the Gemara, meaning when he's quoting over the Gemara, he has that the Gemara says, "Oyis semechah mehem yavshar la'amodu fanecha afilu shah achas," and then it ends the Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Marami Rutenberg asks the famous question: how in the world can the Rif say, or why does the Rif say, afil shah achas, that if, what's the bracha saying? If your mouth would open, if it would be open or closed, now what would be open or closed? So Rashi on the Gemara says, what is the opening and the closing? Rashi says, if you open one of the chaloim, what does chaloim mean, Rashi says? The heart, the keres, I guess the stomach, or the me'ayim of the intestine. If one of those would be opened, you would, perish. And then in misase mechamem, Rashi says, the open things can go on a pad, the mouth, the chotem, the nose, or pitabas, I guess your private area. So says the Marami Rutenberg, I don't get it. I feel sure achas. I know, look, my mouth's closed. Baruch Hashem, I'm still here. Yeah? So it's not true. I feel, well, I don't know. Shah achas. Shah achas normally means a second. So I feel sure achas. Says the Marami Rutenberg, it's not true. So how could you say that if it would open or close for 1 second, you would die. You would already have shows kayim. So then, it's just not true. Says Maram Rutenberg, you do not have the girsa of afil shah achas because it is false. This comes along the Torah without mentioning the words afil shah achas. Says, well, the source of Asher Yatzar is not only from a Gemara in Brachos, but it's from a Gemara in Nida. And the Gemara in Nida says that when a baby is born, immediately the closed gets open and the open gets closed. Maybe it's a front of the umbilical cord in certain parts of the baby's body. But the Gemara says that if the heart, but everything changes at that exact second. That's how the baby changes the way it breathes, etc. Now it's getting nourishment. And at that second the baby comes out, if something would stay closed, or if it would be pasach, the chasasim and sasim, the pasach, the baby would die. So says the Torah, quotes this Gemara. Says the Beis Yosef, what's the Torah coming to do? The Torah is coming to tell you that afil shah achas makes sense. Because we're not talking about you on a daily life, on you as you live, as us now, that if something would close and open for 1 second, we would die. It's talking about the baby, when the baby is born. That's what the Torah is doing by referring to the Gemara in Nida, says the Beis Yosef. And that's why it makes sense, says the Beis Yosef, to have the language afil shah achas. Now this is a fundamental machlokas, because if you stop and think about this, what does Asher Yotzer mean? Are we talking about the great things that Hashem does when a baby is born? Or are we talking about the great things that Hashem does to our body on a daily basis? Now if you think about it, you want to take it a step further, that's a huge, nafgamina about the whole nature of the bracha. I was thinking it ties into what we said last week. What is Asher Yotzer? Is it a bracha that we're thanking God for actively going to the bathroom now? A berachas hanenin? which would be our right now open is closed and closed is open on a day, open is open and closed is closed on a daily basis? Or is it referring to Berachas HaShevach, when we're born, the second we're born, we're praising the concept that God makes man, that the second that he's born, things get open, things get closed. And again, that is a nafkamina what the nature of the bracha is. It has a nafkamina about whether you're supposed to say Asher Yatzer again for the Amud, even if you said in the morning and you haven't gone to the bathroom again. So this machlokas is not just where the source is, it fundamentally explains the entire bracha. Comes along the Beis Yosef, I've got another answer to the Torah. Why? I have another answer to explain why it says Afil Sha'achas. Now, by the way, I just want to point out, the Torah never actually says that you say Afil Sha'achas. The Torah just quotes this Gemara in Nida, and the Beis Yosef understands the Torah that way. The bottom of the Maronach, it was 1800s, 1700s, I think, on the bottom of the Torah points out, okay, you don't see from the Torah that you actually should say the words Afil Sha'achas. That's the Beis Yosef's interpretation of the Torah. But don't go so far, he says. But clearly everyone else is going so far. And the Beis Yosef says, so that's reason number one to say Afil Sha'achas. A second reason to say Afil Sha'achas is it means that, yeah, if your organ gets closed for 1 second, you'll die. Now, what's that 1 second? 1 second past the norm that it's allowed to be closed or open. It doesn't mean for 1 second if you close your mouth you're going to die. But if you close your mouth for, I don't know, for 3 days, and now you don't eat anything for 3 days, now you go 1 more second, at some point 1 more second will be 1 second too long, and then a person will die. So that's why Afil Sha'achas, he says, does make sense, even if you're referring to a mouth or a nose. You know, you could close your nose for a couple of seconds. At some point, you keep on closing your nose and your mouth, you're going to die. Afil Sha'achas. So, says that is the Beis Yosef's second answer. Third answer why I feel Sha'achas is you attack me right away. What does Sha'achas mean? You said it doesn't mean a second. Who says Sha'achas means a second? Sha' maybe means an hour or a few hours or a certain amount of period. It's just like a definition of a certain time period. And so I saw this answer as well, that maybe I feel Sha'achas means that the Malbim says we say a trefa. Someone could have a nebuch, a certain heart defect, she's going to definitely die within a year. So he's caught in halacha, an animal can have that. He's called a trefa. Is the animal dead right now? No. Is it going to die? Yes. So afil sha'achas could mean that if Hashem made it that things which are supposed to be open, they are really closed, and things which are closed, the organs are supposed to be closed, are open, he says, then eventually you're like a trefa, you're eventually going to die. That's all what afil sha'achas means. Now, it's a nice pshat. It happens to go against the Madana Yontif, who says, Afil Sha'achas really means 1 second, actual second. Okay, but no, it's a pshat number three. Pshat number four, to explain Afil Sha'achas, is that Afil Sha'achas, the whole thing is Lav Dafka. Doesn't really mean a second. It's a guzma. You know, someone tells you, yeah, if you don't do this right now, you know, immediately something's going to happen. It doesn't immediately happen, right? I don't know. If you don't drink your milk right now, you're going to miss the bus immediately, right? My wife always tells it to my kids every morning, right? But they never miss the bus, and they never drink their milk either. So eventually they drink their milk, eventually they make the bus. Doesn't mean this second you're going to miss it. Afil Sha'achas means, you know, lahavdil, but it means that if you don't do this, if the organs are closed, eventually you will, it's a guzma for death. Final answer, says the Torah, I saw this in the Sefer Pnei Melech, a little bit of a chassidish pshat. What it means is if your mouth is closed even for 1 second, and you can't learn Torah out loud, then it's worth it that you're dead. So I feel how that ties into the bracha of Asher Yatzer, I have no idea. But that's, I guess that means if Hashem would close your mouth for 1 second, it's worth it that you're dead, because you can't learn Torah. So therefore, that's the pshat Afil Sha'achas. So these are nice five pshatim for the term to save out the word Afil Sha'achas. The question is, L'maisa, should you say Afil Sha'achas or not? So the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch seems to say you should say it, which makes sense, because the Beis Yosef liked the Torah who apparently had the similar girsa. The Mishnah Berurah, though, says, no. It says, Avo minageinu shelo lomer afil sha'achas, not to say it. And he bases it off this maram, that if we would close our mouths for a second, we would still live. So therefore, the language doesn't make any sense. Now, another reason to get rid of afil sha'achas is you have to count the words. It's above my pay grade. If you count the words of Asher Yatzar, some say you get 52, 53, 55, depending on which words, what other girsas you have. But somehow that's Kabbalistic. That is a Kabbalistic meaning to it. So therefore, the specific amount of words in Asher Yatzer is very important. And Afil Sha'achas does not fit into that calculation. So therefore, you should remove Afil Sha'achas, because otherwise you won't have this Kabbalistic understanding of Asher Yatzer. Final issue is the Birur Halacha, which is Rev Zober. He says, look, at the end of the day, it's very nice. Fielder's choice. Do whatever you want. You want to say afil shalachas, there's a poskim to rely upon. You don't want to say afil shalachas, you have poskim to rely upon. The stipler had a compromise. The stipler did, he said he would say ef shalis kayem afil shalachas. He wouldn't say the words lamod lifanecha in the middle. And I think that makes sense. Because if you're saying ef shalis, if you're saying afil shalachas refers to the baby when it's born, so lamod lifanecha, to stand in front of you, and it sounds like on a daily basis, makes no sense. So maybe that's why the stipler got rid of it. Otherwise, I'm not sure. Final thing, you have to be a little bit mature for. We end off for the final second. It's all shiloh. Give all chabur on it. I figure maybe it's not so appropriate in a public setting, especially with the tape recorder on. Why don't you say ashayatzu when you have marital relations? All chabur you could give on this topic. One of the answers why they give is because it's not true to say if you ef shalis kayem afil shalachas without marital relations, because people go years, lives without marital relations and they still survive. So therefore, if that sounds like the Ber Mayim Chaim says this, they say for a Ber Mayim by Rev Yosef Masus. So according to that, okay, it sounds like afil shalachas is important to the bracha, and that's why you don't say it for relations, because it's not true, and therefore that explains it. So the upshot of this whole chabur is say Ashkenazim seem to have the gears of not to to delete. Afil shalachas, Sfardim seem to keep it. Go based on what your minig is, but definitely don't switch back and forth.